Welcome to the 16th episode of Brawl Planet. I'm Jelly, and today I will be going over where to grind each rare brawler and my favorite skin for them. Also, I will be doing an account breakdown so you know how much trophies I have and about my account. So now for where you should grind all the rare brawlers and the favorite skin for them. So starting with Primo, where you should grind him, I think it should be where you grind Primo is going to be in Showdown, solo Showdown. Even though he got nerfed, I think he's still actually pretty good and easy to grind if you play aggressive with him. You have to be aggressive to get that super. So Primo actually is still really good if you can play aggressive and get that super. So that's why I think you should grind him in solo Showdown. You can grind him in maps like Skull Creek. Cavern Chance, okay. Feast of Famine. Safety Center? Not Safety Center, I don't think. So he's pretty good in, like, lots of modes. Dried Up River, he's okay. Not that, actually not good. You can still play Primo in Showdown, and he's actually not too hard to grind if you play really aggressive. So don't be too aggressive that you die, of course, though. So tips for Primo, play aggressively, get your super, play him in the maps I've mentioned, and Primo is really good at really pretty easy to grind. So now for Barley. Barley, I think you should grind him in Hot Zone. So he's just pretty good at Hot Zone, basically in like any map that has walls in it. Play him in any map that has walls in it, like anything. He's pretty much good at like anything. You can play him Brawl Ball if the map is good. Heist, he's a good pick. Gem Grab, even. You can pick him anywhere that has lots of walls. I wouldn't recommend Showdown, though. Just not as good as Showdown. Too squishy, I think. But with good teammates, Barley can be a nuisance to the enemy team. He's just really easy to grind with a good team in the right modes. With Barley, that healing gadget I find especially useful. Just keeps everyone alive, gives them health. The other thing, what was it again? Oh yeah, Barley's star power gives him a 400 health every time he attacks, which is good. So I forgot to say the gadget and star power you should be using. So I would be using Herbal Tonic for Barley and Medical Use. For Primo, because I got to say, is Suplex, Supplement, and Meteor Rush. Okay, so yeah, you should grind Barley there. And I forgot the skins too. I'll do them at the end, actually. So yeah, that is for Barley. Medical Use, Herbal Tonic. Play him in those modes. I especially recommend Hot Zone. His attacks can block lanes and take control of the zones. So now for Poco Loco, it really depends, really. You need a good team, but the easiest way to grind with, this is like extremely picky and detailed, is grind him, it's like in a exact map with exact brawlers, yeah? It's pretty hard because it's just so detailed and like so precise. But in my opinion, the best place to grind him is in Brawl Ball, in Triple Dribble. So the team comp you need to use is Poco, Byron, and Ash. So Ash keeps doing damage while Poco and Byron heal while attacking. they keep the Ash sustained and alive. The Ash can just do tons of damage and is really OP. Can just get his rage buff filled up, does tons of damage, the super just kills people. Yeah. So yeah, that's where you should grind Poco, like the very best in my opinion. But you can, he's still playable on other maps and modes, like some of the other maps, like Super Stadium, he's okay. He's pretty good in with his, if the comp is good, like Salam Slam, Power Shot. Poco is pretty good with tanks and especially Ash, Byron, and Poco. That is where you should grind it. I know it's super picky, sorry, but it's just like, it's really easy to win with that comp. So, the obvious star power and gadget you should be using is Tuning Fork. Poco and all nearby allies heal 400 health per second for 5 seconds. Charges per match, 3. When Poco, and then star power is Da Capo. When Poco attack hits friendly brawlers, they now heal for 700 health. So that's just a really good star power. Hit your teammates to heal them a lot. And yeah, it's just really, really good. And yeah, that's where you should grind Poco. I know it's super picky. Okay, so now for Rosa. So this is again picky, but I think the maps good for her are, what was the name of the one I was talking about? What was it called? What was it? Okay. I think I'm gonna go. Yeah, center stage. I feel she's good at. She's pretty good at. And Sneaky Fields is the one you should be playing. Shelly, Terra, and Rosa is a great comp on this map, in my opinion. So Shelly goes right, Rosa left, and Terra in the middle. Rosa with that slow gadget, especially good. Slows everyone down, so can see where everyone is. Kill people as they're slow, and yeah, free goal. So that's where you should grind Rosa. I know it's very picky. But other places you could grind us, Solo Shedron, Kevin Chan, Duo Shedron, Kevin Chan. Hot Zone, some maps can be good. Gem Grab, lots of maps can be good, actually. So now, that is the, okay, I forgot. So Rosa, best star power and gadget, Plant Life, in my opinion, and Friendly Bushes. Yeah, so I just feel like they're the better gadget and star power. I just feel like Rosa, she gets the most value out of them. And yeah, so now for my favorite skin for each of the brawlers. So for El Primo, I think this is pretty obvious, to be honest. It has to be a brown Primo. This is super cute. One of my, in my top 10 list. I just love the skin. It's all, I guess. And for Barley, it has to be Unicorn Knight Barley, just because it looks super cool. Unicorn Knight Barley, what else? It just looks cool, I guess. All the other skins for Barley are pretty much pretty bad, so yeah, that's the main reason. So Unicorn Knight Barley is for Barley. So now for Poco. It has to be the Trash Poco. Trash Poco is not trash at all. It actually looks really cool. It's part of the bad random skin. I just find Trash Poco a really cool skin. It's pretty expensive, I know, but it's still a great skin in my opinion. I just like Trash Poco a lot. It's not trash at all, and yeah, one of my favorite skins in the game. Not one of my favorite, but like 15th, 17th maybe, which is pretty good. As there are like hundreds of skin in the game. Now for Rosa, this is not that hard. there are only two skins for Rosa, I'm pretty sure. It's Halloween Rosa and Coco Rosa. And I like Coco Rosa better. The animations are really cool. The looks look, it looks really cool and everything. Just find this really cool and funny. And I like the skin, and I love the skin. I don't love it. Well, I like it. It's not, like, my favorite, though, I guess. It does look pretty cool. But she only has two skins, so not much of a decision to make. So, now, before we end, I'm going to be doing my countdown down. All my trophies, stats, brawlers, highest, lowest, experience level and everything. So, I'm going to be starting off with my name. It's Lightning Bolt, capital J, capital 3, capital L, capital L, capital Y, and Water Drop. So, I changed it a while ago and I think it's really cool. Don't think I'm going to be changing it for a long time. It's blue because I don't have Brawl Pass, so I can't make it like this nice color. My profile picture is Leon because Leon's probably like my favorite brawler. Okay, my friend code GV08RLP if you want to find me in the description. My highest trophies is 23,131, which I have right now, I think. My highest team league, well, highest trophies first is, I guess it's okay, it's pretty good, but the only thing is, I probably shouldn't have, like, just done, I spent a long time playing Brawl Stars, just playing Mortis Dynamite with randoms, throwing games, so I've stopped doing that. I still do it occasionally, but definitely not as much. So, for my highest team league, Bronze 2, and highest solo league, Bronze 3, is I just do not play Power League, can't be bothered. You get no trophies, so I don't play it. Probably should be playing it more, but still not. Just don't find it enjoyable, Power League, for some reason. Probably should get into it more. Just don't have teammates for team. And, yeah, that's why I don't really play Power League. Oh, I forgot my experience level. It's 151. So, I think it's pretty high as I lose a lot. It's, like, higher than Tribe Tom's or something. But this is because I lose. So my 3v3 victories are 5,432. So, this is okay, pretty high, I guess. I do 3v3s definitely the most out of all of them. So, I enjoy 3v3s a lot, too. So, solo victories, 346. This isn't, like, barely any. Just started playing solo more now. My duo victories are 715. So, I don't know how I have more duo victories than solo, but I guess I do. And, yeah, that's how much duo victories I have. Highest Robo Rumble level pass is Master. So, Robo Rumble is probably my second least. It's super boring, in my opinion. I just don't like it. Just find it super boring, in my opinion. Highest boss fight level pass is insane too. Again, boss fights, it's okay. It's better than Robo Rumble, but I still don't enjoy it at all. But I did do some grinding, and there was a glitch on Insane 2 where the boss just stopped moving. So that's how I won it. The highest Rampage level pass is Insane 2. I played a bit of it. I still find it extremely boring, though. Okay, so my most challenge wins is 9. I'm not sure how I got 9. It was probably a long time ago. I think I did it with randoms just because I had no teammates back in the day. And yeah, that is my stats. So right now I have 23,123 trophies. My highest brawler is Shelly at 920. I'm not going to grind it yet. I like win half, lose half, which is really annoying. I need to do my top 5 highest brawlers. So my 5th highest brawler is Gale at rank 22, 609 trophies. Of course, maxed out. I just find Gale super enjoyable to play. He's just a really fun brawler, in my opinion. Twister is such a fun gadget, especially when mortars can't attack you because you're standing in the middle of your Twister. His super annoying star power, Freezing Snow, is really fun to play, and it's really annoying for the teammates. For your enemy team, they just get slowed down with every attack. Yeah, Gale's my fifth highest. So now fourth highest is Leon. So, yeah, Leon. So, Leon, I recently did get well with Leon and I started playing him a bit. I got him to 700, then tilted to 655. I just find Leon super fun to play. Like, going invisible, of course, is always fun. Both gadgets and stuff, Clone Predictor and Lollipop are fun to play, same as Invisiheal and Smoke Trails. And Leon, I just enjoy playing him. Have two skins for him, Silver and Werewolf, and obviously Werewolf is better. Third highest brawler, BB. Have Vicious BB. Looks cool, I guess. But you can't really tell from playing the game. I grinded BB rank 25. She's 750 trophies, by the way. I got her rank 25 in Feast of Famine. Takedown, where I basically just camped while everyone just went in the middle and everyone killed each other, and I just got the free trophies. So that was a pretty easy grind. You can just camp with people and just get rank 25s, I guess. So that's why she's so high up. I really enjoy playing her. The super and gadget and star power, home run, they're all really fun. And yeah, I like BB a lot. Second highest ball is Primo, 800. So I grinded him to 850 before and then went to 883, then died to 800. I stopped pushing Primo now. Although I find him extremely fun to play. The suplex gadget, yeeting people with your back's always fun. Meteor Rash, always fun. Shelly, 920, highest brawler. I kind of said it already. Died Shelly. I did get up to 984 and I was playing a match against my dad. And he was right next to me, so we teamed and he let me get win at the end, which is nice, and like he kind of protected me. So Shelly, 920. I must go to 1,000. Maybe I'll push her like later, but can't be bothered to push her now. So yeah, that is my top five highest brawlers. So for my top low, this is gonna be boring. Colonel Ruffs is 242. I don't like Colonel Ruffs. He's very boring to play, in my opinion. Just don't play him. Fourth lowest is Buzz. Rank 11, 172 trophies. I do like Buzz, actually. But Buzz isn't that fun to play. He is fun to play. What am I saying? Just can't be bothered to play Buzz because I like playing Dynamite. Okay, that's not the reason. I just don't play him. Third lowest brawler is Meg. I don't like playing Meg either. I guess she's pretty really good right now, but still don't like playing her. The Meg is really fun though, but just don't really like Meg that much. But I did just get her recently, so that's an excuse, I guess. Second lowest brawler, Griff. 94 trophies, rank 7. Really boring. I don't like Griff. I don't want to talk about him. Squeak, same thing. I don't like Squeak. I guess the super's okay, but everything else is boring. Rank 7, 87 trophies. So, yeah, those are my lowest brawlers and highest in the game right now. The only brawler I don't have currently is Ash, because I don't have Brawl Pass, and Lola, who hasn't even come out yet, so doesn't count, I guess. I'll get Brawl Pass, or I'll be getting it. So now, what was it? Okay. Oh, yeah. Wait, what was it? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, that is my account, and thank you for listening to this episode. Hope you enjoy. I'm sorry. I'm really tired right now because I had some about to get sleep. So, thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for listening to this episode. Make sure to follow, subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. And if you're an Apple Podcast, make sure to leave a 5-star review. It helps the podcast grow, and I'll shout you out in the next episode. Also, email me or voice message me to be featured in the next episode too. Bye.